Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that was Ice Cube with Do Your Thing. This is your host, Minister Aaron Daniel Hubbard, coming to you live from Speak Your Mind here on Blog Talk Radio. I played that song because I have something to say tonight. I'm not going to do a teaching. Well, I may do a teaching sermon tonight, but it won't be a preaching sermon tonight. It's going to be something on my mind, what's on my heart that's happened to me in the past few days, the past couple of weeks. And I just have to give God the praise. But God did say, in Psalms 90, verse 17, he said in the NIV that may the favor of the Lord, our God, rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the works of our hands. And the NLT said, and may the Lord our God show us his approval and make us effort successful. I chose that song because the song titled Do Your Thing, and that's what God is saying to us. He is saying to do our thing. I have blessed your hands for the work I have given you. I have blessed your hands that you can have the power to do what I have called you to do. I mean, it is a lot of times where in my own personal life that I have been called to do a lot of things, but folks have been trying to stop me from doing what I needed to do. And worse yet, I've been stopping myself because I've been listening to the voice of the enemy telling me I can't do this and I can't do that. I'm not educated enough, or I'm not this type of person, I'm not that type of person. But God says, whatever I call you to do, I'm going to bless you. And I give God praise for that, because God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the call. Amen. So I chose that song by Q because God is saying the same thing. Do your thing. Do your thing. Forget the haters. Forget the devils that come against you. I called you to do what I've called you to do. And then when I call you to do things, I also give you power to do them. So in the past few weeks, past few days, that I have been called to do things for God. And I have been sidetracked, distracted by people, if you will, who have literally told me I can't do them. And also, I have been sidetracked by people who question my anointing, who question my preaching ability, if you will, by God. I have had to deal with some folks who were not right. Well, in other words, I have to deal with some folks in ministry who were not right. Now, I'm not hating on them per se, but this is what I've had done to me per se the past couple of days. I have dealt with people who came to my circle and was blocking my blessings. And they were in ministry. And God was telling me to cut them loose. You know, you're going to be mean about it. You ain't got to cuss them out. Just let them go. Because what they're doing to you, Aaron, is they're not supporting what I've called you to do. And does not go to the fact that, you know, as far as being called to preach, you can be called to do anything. And there are folks out there who will stop you or who will try to question your ability to do things. And it's not even right. You know, it's just not right for them to do that. And it's not right for us to accept it either. I had to let folks go in ministry. I'm not saying they were bad people, but they were doing bad things that I felt to me was a hindrance. And I just refused to let anybody, including the devil himself, stop me from doing what God has called me to do. I just refused to let anybody deter me from what I had been anointed to do. And there are some of you out there right now who are listening to live or an archive have been blocking, who have been blocked by haters in your circle. And what you all do, beloved, is to let them go. Cut them loose. Because what they are doing to you, they're handcuffing you from doing God's work. So in turn, you have to give God the reverence he so deserves. And by that is, if you let them go, whether it be your friends, your coworker, your schoolmates, your family members, whatever, you got to say, hey, look, I love you, the love of God, but you're in the way, and I got to let you go. And I had to tell some folks that in ministry, that whatever you are doing to me, I see it, so I can't allow it. So therefore, I've let you go because I had been called to do what God has called me to do. And I got the boldness to tell that somebody just last week. She is also on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not going to give her name or the show that she got, but she knows who she is. And I just felt something that God spoke in my spirit one night, and God was telling me, what she asked you to do, I have not called you to that. What I have called you to was to do your own thing. And in time, maybe down the road or some years from now, I will give you your partner. But she's not it. So I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, God, then how do I explain to her what you just told me? I felt like Moses. When God called Moses to the burning bush, God said to Moses, he said, I want you to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And Moses was like, wait a minute, God, this is a big ball here. I don't know how I'm going to tell him to let your people go. Why I got to tell him? Why does it have to be me? And God said to Moses, he says, because I'm giving you the will and the way to do what I called you to do. And it may be hard for some of us. It's not easy. It may be difficult for some of us. But we have to be obedient. And when I told this lady that I can't do what you want me to do for you, she got mad and called me childish and all that. And that's fine. You know, you don't get called out your name every now and then. Because there's going to be some folks out there who will not understand what you're telling them. And just like Pharaoh had to have 10 plagues to affect him and his community, that he had to let known that God was serious. Because plague after plague after plague, one after the other, it became more serious than the last. And then Pharaoh said to Moses, you know what? And leave. Some of us have to leave the comfort zone that we were placed in by Satan. And so when God told me to let some folks go in ministry, because she wasn't the first, there were others before her, some of my good friends at my last church, I had to cut loose. Because God was taking me somewhere they could not go, taking me to a place that they couldn't hang with me. And whether I left them or they left me, God was giving me a new dimension of a space in Him, so I could be the best I could be in God. So whatever you're going to do for God, if God tells you to let some folks go, be obedient. And God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. God will give you and I the power to have what we need to have on our journey. He will give us the strength that we need to have through him and in him and by him. He will give us the way and the will to do what he has called us to do. You got to walk by yourself. You're not by yourself, because he's always with you. If you feel alone, you're not alone, because he will never leave you. Why would God give you the power to do such a job and just disappear? You don't serve that kind of God. So I just believe that when God gives you and I the strength, the power, the anointing to do his work, he is always right there. And to have the favor of him upon our lives is a good thing. Because without his favor, I couldn't even breathe. Without his favor, I wouldn't be alive. And even though I find issues within myself, God finds favor through me. And I'm so grateful for that, because after all the things I've done throughout my 45 years of living with life, he still blessed me with air to breathe. And I have to be obedient. Am I perfect? No. Do I get it right all the time? No. But through his grace and mercy, through his will, I can do it. started my new job today. Well, actually, yesterday is the new day. And I'm so grateful to God for that, because at my last job, I was being tormented by evil spirits. I was being downtrodden. The weight was upon me every time I walked into that the office building. I was just being destroyed by satanic demons. Ever Satan puts out a plan, his imps are always at work to be used in ungodly people. I've been lied on, lied to, talked crazy to, yelled at, cussed at, called out my name a number of times. And God said, shh, I got this. I said, Lord, I've been asking you for a new job. I've been asking for a better environment. I can't take much longer than this. And God was sitting right there all the time. I know I'm watching this happen. I see what you're going through. I know what you're feeling. I know you want to throw some blows. I know you want to cut some folks out. But you just stay still and wait on me. I got you. And that is the hardest thing to do ever in life, is to wait on God. Because at that moment, I'm going to do all that damage to some folks and say some things I shouldn't have thought about saying. God was always right there. And so God spoke to me one day and said, you work today. But come Monday afternoon, you go home. You can fuss all you want. But Tuesday morning, write a letter. And Wednesday morning, you hand in your recognition letter that day, that morning. Don't even go to work. Go in, put your manager's desk, come back home. And that's what I did, because I couldn't take any more. God said, you don't have to go back. I got you. And then to make matters even better, I wrote another letter that was better than that, certified it. And had a mail. When you don't think the guy is fighting for you, he's fighting for you. Because it had not been for God to stand in at that moment before and tell me to be quiet and tell me to stand up and to stand my ground and to walk away and pray, I'd probably be behind bars. If God had not stepped in the nick of time and told me to just walk away with your fist clenched up and your teeth gritted and just leave and walk away from this nonsense, go back to where you came from and start to work again, I would have been in prison. But thanks be to God. He is telling me, and he's telling us, with me, you can do your thing. I gave you the power to do it. No matter what you go through in life, no matter who makes you upset, no matter who hurts you, God says that he has a revenge and he shall repay. I'm just so grateful to God right now that older in Christ, I became more spiritually mature in Christ. Because had I not been like that, had I been like this, not today, but a few years ago, immature-wise, yeah, I would have said some ungodly things and had ungodly thoughts and acted out in ungodly ways. And that's what Satan wants us to do. He wants us to act up. Oh, you're a Christian. Oh, you're a preacher. Okay. I got something for you. But he must keep forgetting that I serve a Savior who can do all things. I serve a Savior who can keep me when I don't even want to be kept. Because the power of God was around me. And if it had not been for God, the storyline would have been rewritten. I remember one night I came home mad if I don't know what. Came home in tears. Not tears of sadness, but tears of anger. Why? I wanted to do. I couldn't do what Aaron wanted to do to these people. And God says, I got you. It took a strong individual to not do what the devil wants you to do. So everybody talking about, you know, if you were some kind of a man or a woman, you can do it. No, no. It's a punk move. God says, show meekness. M-E-E-K-N-E-S-S. A lot of us get twisted. We think, because some people think meekness is showing weakness. If Jesus himself was spit upon, slapped, falsely accused, crucified, beaten, and not called 10,000 angels to rescue him, surely we can do the same thing on our in our situation. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know, man. Smash slapped me. I don't know what I might do. I feel you. I don't know what I might do either. I ain't there yet. All I'm saying is that we can show strength in our meekness. Not our strength, but God's strength. But yeah, just keep doing your thing. Keep doing your godly thing. And I guarantee you, I'm a living testimony, I'm a living witness that whatever you go through, God can handle. And he is capable of keeping you up and sustained. Because there is no fight, there is no war, there is no army that can handle the strength of God. Because God is an overcomer. He overcame death, hell, and the grave over 2,000 years ago because he was sent on a mission to do what his father called him to do. And on the third day, God raised him up from the dead. All power in his hand. Went back to heaven. And right now, he is seated at the right hand of the Father. Because he was called to do what he had to do. God bless you.
Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Yeah,
I feel good, I know it.
Come on. On the inside, will show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life today, it won't I realize there will be days we will feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. On the inside will show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life, they won't be denied. Sing it. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside will show up. Fine.